USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have a responsibility to make sure that whatever technology is available, that we use that.
Which is why the New York City Police Commissioner says at tonight's New Year's Eve celebrations in Times Square, they'll be using drones for the first time ever.
The drone just gives us a perspective from a greater height. It's going to be tethered. It's not going to be flying over any crowds. And it's the first time we're using it.
Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts establishing an exploratory committee to consider a 2020 White House run. Warren's team filing the paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to allow her to begin raising and spending money to benefit her likely candidacy. Russia's holding a U.S. citizen on spying charges. The TASS news agency says Paul Whelan was taken into custody by security officers there. A criminal case which could give him as much as 20 years in prison has been opened. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Hundreds of thousands of U.S. government workers still impacted by the shutdown.
The partial government shutdown now in its second week and will roll into 2019. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill after the New Year's holiday on Thursday.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. A South Korean newspaper says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has delivered President Trump a New Year's message that refers to the stalled nuclear talks between the two nations. According to that report, Kim's message was delivered Friday and was conciliatory in tone. The report does not say, though, how the message was delivered, and it gave no further details other than it related to talks between the U.S. and North Korea. Actor Kevin Spacey is looking to avoid his arraignment in Nantucket next week on a sexual assault charge. His lawyer is filing a motion asking he not be required to appear at the January 7th arraignment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The nation's biggest operator of shelters for migrant kids could face criminal charges in Phoenix, Arizona. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office referring a case of alleged abuse by Southwest Key to the county attorney's office. The sheriff's office decided to refer the case to prosecutors after surveillance video went public. The video obtained by the Arizona Republic shows Southwest Key staffers pushing and dragging migrant kids into a shelter. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are warning against what could become a deadly consequence of celebratory gunfire as the new year arrives. Here's John Clemens.
Usually around the 4th of July and right before New Year's Eve, law enforcement agencies issue a warning about the dangers of firing a weapon in the air in jubilation. Anyone who fires a gun in a public place without a legitimate reason, protecting yourself or shooting in a firing range, runs the risk of killing or injuring someone else even miles away. Some states have laws on the books that include prison time with hefty fines for firing a weapon in the air. I'm John Clemens.
And Aquaman keeps swamping the competition at North America's box offices as the movie was this week's most popular, earning just over $51 million in its second week in theaters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.